Well, g'day folks, and welcome back to Flying Down Under. I'm Steve.
And I'm Grant.
Back with another look at the world of aviation down here in the Great Southern Land. And Grant, a couple of weeks back we heard Milford and Charlie chatting to Tim Rogers from Mission Aviation Fellowship. And, you know, that got us to thinking about an interview that we did a couple of years back with a local organisation that's doing very similar sorts of things.
That's right, Steve. The Australian Centre for Mission Aviation trains and provides pilots for mission work in this region of the world. And in fact, work very closely with Mission Aviation Australia. They're based out at Coldstream Airport, roughly 45 kilometres east of Melbourne, where they operate three Cessna 172s and a Cessna 206.
Well, every year they hold an open day out at Coldstream with the aim of getting people interested in aviation, and it was on just such a day that Grant found himself out there speaking to Chief Executive Officer of Mission Aviation, Dr. Bruce Searle, about who they are and what they do.
We're down here at Coldstream Airport, where the Mission Aviation team are having a small air show. It's going really well. Bruce, what gave you the idea to do the air show? Is this a regular event?
Yes, we've now been doing this, I think, for the last 9 years or so. So it's an annual event, and our real desire is to give people a bit of a taste of what Mission Aviation does and what our vision for the future is.
Can you tell us a bit about Mission Aviation, where it's come from, where it's going, things like that?
Yeah, Mission Aviation actually was born, I guess, in its earliest days prior to World War II, between World War I and World War II, when some Christian aviators realised that aviation skills could be used to access remote areas and get the gospel into place that couldn't be reached by any other means. But since World War II, it really took off, so to speak. Mission Aviation these days is a very high-tech organisation with expensive equipment, highly trained personnel, and its real uniqueness is in using aviation skills to minister to people in the most remote areas of the world. There are some places that you can't get to by any other means than the use of aircraft. You can't walk there, you can't drive there, and so aviation is actually increasingly the means of getting into a lot of the remote areas of the world. So Mission Aviation operates in many countries using hundreds of aircraft, and is quite unique in its ministry.
I've seen reference to you folks flying around the north of Australia in New Guinea and areas like that. I note that you've got a GA8 air van out there. Is that that's your aircraft of choice, or are you still operating, buying other new aircraft as well?
The Australian Mission Aviation Fellowship is redoing its fleet primarily with the Gippsland Aeronautics air van. I think probably the air van will also be seen in quite a few other countries. The bread and butter aircraft in Mission Aviation has been the Cessna 206 over the years, but a lot of places now are going to turbine aircraft, which are very expensive, but the simple fact of the matter is you can't get avgas fuel for piston engines in a lot of places of the world. So turbine aircraft are coming into their fleets. The air van is certainly being used a lot in northern Australia with MAF and in PNG.
And how are you finding the air van? Is it how is it to fly and to operate in the rugged areas?
Yeah, the air van's proven very, very good. And they've just now developed the turbocharged version, and the first one of those has gone to MAF in Papua New Guinea, where, of course, you're flying at high altitudes on very short strips, so turbocharging is a great thing. They're now also looking at or working through putting a turbine engine in the air van, and that'll give it accessibility to a whole lot of other countries as well.
I believe an aircraft out of the US is the Quest Kodiak, I believe it is, which is also designed along a missionary and humanitarian grounds. Are you aware of that one?
Yeah, the Kodiak. I have flown in the Kodiak. I flew in it last year in the United States. It's a I suppose a double the capacity of a Cessna 206 in terms of its volume and its carrying capacity. It's a turbine-engined aircraft, and it's been designed by Christian people and manufactured in a Christian establishment, predominantly with the view of refleeting mission aviation organisations. Also, a lot of commercial organisations are purchasing it for carrying packages and mail and that sort of stuff, but it's an excellent aircraft. And it's just now entering the field, so it's going to be really good to see how it operates.
Are you looking at that with a potential to purchase, or just comparing it to the Gippsland product?
I think it depends. If you're flying in a region where you're not flying at high altitudes, then and you have ready accessibility to piston engine aviation fuel, piston engine air vans are a good choice. If you're looking, however, at very high airstrips on the side of a mountain and where avgas fuel is not readily available, then you're really looking at a turbine engined aircraft, and there's nothing to beat the performance of the Kodiak.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Is there anything else that you'd like to say while we're here?
We're just thankful that we've had the opportunity to talk to you, and we'd appreciate any input that people like to have. If they want to come and visit the Mission Aviation Centre, let us know. We have school groups coming through here, and people from retirement homes and all in between. So we're open to visits, and we'd love to see people.
Well, that's excellent stuff, Grant. And, you know, more than simply focusing on the specific roles they perform at Mission Aviation, you know, I thought it was great to hear their enthusiasm for aviation in general, and even better that they're doing their bit to promote it to the general public. And, you know, in these times of high taxes and high charges and security theatre, that's something that's getting increasingly difficult to do.
Sure is, mate. And the other great thing to note is that MAF Australia are big users of the locally made Gippsland Aeronautics GA8 air van, a real Aussie success story. Mind you, the Kodiak sounds like a pretty cool machine as well. Maybe we should get ourselves a test flight or something.
Well, that interview appears way back in episode 9 of Playing Crazy Down Under, and if you'd like to find out more about the work of ACMA or MAF in our part of the world, their websites are respectively www.acma.vic.edu.au, and for Mission Aviation Fellowship Australia, that's www.maf.org.au. Now, hang on, Grant. Did you mention something about a test flight? Which one of us is going to be doing the flying?
Well, mate, you know, given my preference for aerobatics, it's going to have to be me. That way, we're sure to be flying inverted.